So, here's again Bernd Rupp from the Open Science Barcamp. I was in the session 15, including open science in current PM activities. And the guy who pitched this session was Roman Ferry. So my question is now, what was your motivation to pitch this session?
Actually, we developed a quite new service about help supporting a research project coordinator. And I wanted to talk about this because this is something quite new for libraries, at least in France. And I wanted to have an overview of what is going on in other libraries in Europe. And that was really interesting for that.
And what was there your PM activities? What mean that?
It means project management. So the idea is how to integrate, include open science requirements in all the part of a project of the management of a project, such as make open science, like think about which resources you need for open science and transform your requirements into deliverables, for instance, and who is going to do the work actually on about open science, and to think about it as early as possible, as soon as like when you write the proposal to get to ask for a grant.
And what was your major findings in France or in your special project?
The major finding was that I think we need to start working with researchers at the submission step of a research project instead of waiting for the project to start, because most of the time it's too late to really like make them think about open science and especially about research data management. And so that's the main finding. And it has been a project very useful to work with some kind of researchers that we had never worked with before, such as ERC Advanced Grant Researcher, for example, or other leaders in their fields.
So during the session, we have a very controversial discussion because of researcher, product manager. What was your find, or what was your thinking about this discussion and the controversies?
Yeah, well, actually, I was not surprised that some open access people like who support open access for quite a long time were a bit disappointed about this very pragmatic approach, because that's right, as we talked mainly about project management instead of open science practices. But I think it's a first step to convince these specific researchers that are project coordinators to get involved in open science. And then once we achieve this, we can talk about open science with them.
What is the difference in the mechanistic in project management compared to the workflows in the open science community?
Well, in about project management, you know, like for researchers that coordinate projects, they have very big project, like sometimes 15 partners all around Europe who have all different like national regulations and these kind of things. And for the coordinator, it's really hard to like follow and monitor every kind of obligation they have. So sometimes they don't, for them, open science is complicated because it's one more thing about it, you know. And this is something that needs to be very pragmatic for them. And on the other side, when we're working like with open science researchers that are already convinced about it, you know, it's easier because they already included this in their research process. But unfortunately, you know, they're just a very small part of researchers at the moment. So we need to broaden our approach and to go to researchers that actually don't care at all about open science, but just to show them that open science is a way to make impact and a way to like get some funding as well.
So do you mean that a good project management activity makes also a more efficient opening of science?
Yeah, I think so. I think like research data management is a part of project management, and it is connected with all the tasks of project management. Like, so if you think about data sharing, is a part of how you report to each other participants in the project about what are your findings and how and the way you are exchanging together, both about your data, your findings, and the way things are going on.
So during the session, we are very focused on application and getting your funding. But is in the project management also this technical and infrastructural things are included?
Yeah, I think so. I think at least it's very important that the coordinator think about it at the submission stage, and that he thinks about what will be my need for data sharing and data storage during the project, and that he talks to his partners about it, about this as soon as possible. And in order to to have a look at which kind of IT infrastructure are already available in the different institutions. And if nothing is available, then you need some extra resources to find a way of dealing with your data, you know. So
you think also then this product management gives a better point to lead more into a sustainability in the science management or the scientific management?
Yeah. And I think if you plan for it as soon as possible, then you can make sure you have the good resources, not only as budget, but also as human resources. You know, do you need someone specific for data steward in the project, for example? Or, you know, will you rely on some PhD students or some postgraduate students, or who is going to actually do the actual work on data?
So thank you, Roman. Thank you for the other point to show us another point of open science management. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.